You're listening to Real Women Courageous Wisdom, hosted by Women for One truth teller, my friend and author, Kara Bradley. Real Women Courageous Wisdom is a podcast series featuring Women for One truth tellers, everyday women and kindred spirits passionate about sharing their journeys and inspiring others.
Hey everyone, it's Kara Bradley. I am your host here once again for Real Women Courageous Wisdom. We've got another great show for you today. We have an energy intuitive and truth teller, Peg Rodrigues. She has a lot to share with us. I love these shows because I get to ask all these questions about stuff that I'm really curious about. So I hope that you're excited with me to welcome Peg. Thanks so much for being here and for being a truth teller with Women for One.
Thanks for having me, Kara. I'm excited.
Great. Well, I've got loads of questions for you, but first I'm going to ask you how you came to be a truth teller with Women for One, and how does it feel to share your story and to press send and let the world kind of know your stuff?
I think what helped me was I met Kelly a long time ago. She was a friend, and then she's been slowly dragging the truth out of me, which has been good. I think that's what women do for each other, is we help each other pull out our truth. And what is that? And I just find speaking your truth freeing. It was just part of my process. I have a lot of the body image issues was what my truth was about. And I think we're all a work in progress, so there's still pieces of that, but just naming it and kind of bearing my soul just freed me of something. So that's what I think truth telling does for people.
I have to tell you, that is what I hear from every truth teller I speak to. And so if you're listening out there and you're kind of thinking, you know, I really would like to submit a little something, just do it. Just do it. Just press send. And like, you know, Peg said, there is something that just releases and just lets go inside when you're able to share with women. And we're all really just there gunning for each other. Wouldn't you say?
Yes. I think that's the big thing, is you think there's going to be judgment, because that's what maybe you've gotten your whole life, which is maybe why you have a truth to tell. And so just knowing that it's just for people's information. Like, no one came back at me and judged my story. It was just, that's your truth. Okay. And that's all there is to it. It becomes more of just something that lands rather than something that triggers you and ties you up for the rest of your life. So that, I think that's what we're releasing, is those, you know, strongholds on us of thinking that people are thinking a way about us, and they're not.
And they're not. They're really not, are they?
No, this is where it's all, a lot of what we think people are thinking of us, they're so worried about their truth and how their truth is going to be received and how people are going to judge them. But we're all in the same boat. And it's kind of comical when you think about it, but we all go worry about it in some regard. And once it gets out there, we're all like, oh, I speak the truth. You speak the truth. Like, everyone is more at ease with each other, I think.
That's for sure. And I have two daughters in their early 20s, and especially when they were in high school. And, you know, I was there myself, where you're so concerned about your looks. And, you know, as much as I could tell them, I just said, girls, nobody is really looking at you, even though you think they are. You know, we're all walking around in these bubbles. And so just relax. But, you know.
And I think what's helped me is I was one of the old truth tellers. I kind of came out with my story. Gosh, it might have even been 2 years ago. And since then, there's been a change. And I wonder if enough women are speaking their truth that we're actually starting to change how the industry is hearing us. Mm-hmm. Like, there's the plus size models on Sports Illustrated, and it's becoming more mainstream that they're not even plus size. Yes. And they're real people, is how, so they're starting to get different. Like, just today I saw Amy Schumer was referred to as plus size in one of her interviews, and she gave him hell. She's like, I'm not plus size. I'm normal. So I just find that refreshing. Like, yes. I think even people in the, you know, the spotlight are saying, wait a second, I have more worth than just how I look or how I look on the screen. There's more to it than that.
Yeah.
And that helps me just, and I think women all over, once we start to have a real conversation that who decided that a size 2 was the perfect fit, you know?
Yeah.
And I've been trying to fit into that. That was part of speaking my truth. And for what? That's causing damage.
That's right. For what? And what you said before about seeing each other as humans, I think that is really key, is when we can slow ourselves down enough to pause and get out of our own way with our own stuff and to really just look at the person you're speaking to as just another human being on this journey together. That for me is when my heart is able to open and judgment falls away. It's like, man, we're all just trying to live this life and enjoy it while we can. No matter what's happening. I mean, if we can just embrace each other like that, I there'd just be so much more joy and peace in this world. I know I might seem like just a positivity junkie, but you know, I do feel that if we can meet each other in our humanity as opposed to what we're not, boy.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why I do the work I do. Like, what an energy intuitive is I'm sinking into people's truth every day. Mm. So your energy field doesn't lie. So it holds all of these wounds and pieces and parts and maybe even events. Those leave imprints in your energy system. Mm. And so my training, I was able to see those. So what I'm doing every day is witnessing people's truth. It's their pain and their wisdom all wrapped into one. And then how are they defending against that? And people can trap themselves within themselves by not speaking their truth. Mm. That's all fifth chakra stuff. And so you start opening up your whole energy system by speaking your truth. So that's why I love what I do. It's like, and people start to transform pretty rapidly when they start to own their truth and speak it, because you're getting like, it's almost like cracks of sunlight coming through. All of a sudden there's like cracks of sunlight coming through into their energy system and they're like, whoa, something's happening here. What's happening? Mm-hmm. And then our physical body starts to follow our energy changes. So then they're actually feeling physical effects of just doing energy work. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of miraculous how it happens. I had a client today and she's like, I can't believe how much better I feel just since January. And it's only April 5th today. Mm. She's like, I feel so much better in 4 months. Out of all the other things I've been doing, this is the ticket.
Mm.
So that gives me great joy that I love what Kelly's doing and she's got a whole movement going. But I love seeing like the actual physicalness and of the changes, like when it lands.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost wish you could some way film people before they speak their truth and after and see how different they are, how different they're going through life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty, someone could study it.
I'm sure somebody is. And it's so great. I love just the whole idea of energy anyway. And I so agree with you, is that our energy doesn't lie. I mean, we're animals like our dogs, right? We could sniff each other out so quickly if we just trusted it, right? It's about trusting the intelligence that we already have, that is already emerging constantly, informing us over and over all the time.
Right.
So how does that get stuck? Yeah, go ahead.
When you know your truth and you know what you're all about, then there's a lot of energy that doesn't go towards trying to figure it out anymore.
So I
think that that's what the release is, where I'm no longer trapped in this bubble thinking, oh my God, you're fat. Oh my God, your thighs are big. Oh my God, you need to lose weight. Now my energy is going towards what's coming my way. What do I need to take care of in the people around me? So I'm starting to just see people differently. Like, how can I attend to their needs and meet them where they are in their truth? And that's how it changes. You start changing everyone around you by just kind of opening your eyes and not trapping yourself within yourself.
Mm, I love that idea, trapping yourself within yourself. Yeah. One of the things that I've noticed in my own life is as I've gotten older and done more and more work and really gone inward and pulled apart and recognized what was holding me back, what I needed to speak, all that stuff, is that I started to become, the way I put it, is more of a we and less of a me.
Yes.
Like I just, and this happened very organically, very subtly in a way that I started to really be more concerned about other people and looking for ways to support people and acknowledge people. And it was really authentic. I have to say that. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't forced, like, oh, I'm going to be good now and I'm going to give someone a compliment. Like it just starts. And I think that's what you're saying is that because I've been able to kind of get down into the fumes, and I'm sure there's more there, by the way. And I'm sure, you know, there's some.
Well, there always is. Right. There has to be breaks in the all the self-care and the looking into ourselves. Like there has to be integration time.
Yes, integration time. Right. So as we continue to speak, you're saying the energy continues to come up. It's like a, you know, it could be like a trickle and then a river and then a flood.
Niagara Falls. But it's, again, paying attention to yourself. So when you know your truth, you can know what's going on in your body and your system. And you start knowing then what your needs are. Like if you have no idea who you are and what your truth is, how do you know how to take care of yourself? Mm-hmm. That's been the big one for me is now I have like a self-care team, but I don't need 24 people every day. I just pick and choose like, wow, you know, my back's out of whack. That probably means a massage, or I need my energy realigned. I might go to an acupuncturist. So you pick and choose then what you need based on what your intuition is telling you. Mm-hmm. So the me to we thing really piqued my interest because we are all on this divine plan together. So energetically, there's the fifth layer of the field, which is the divine plan. So I see it like there's threads and we're all connected based on the threads. So you and I have a thread. We are connected somehow. And this is like the butterfly effect with Bruce Lipton, where what you think and pray for and wish for on this side of the world lands somewhere out there on this divine plan. So it's almost like you're sending little spider threads out. Where does that land? What's your intention? And so it also comes back to you. So if you're holding all this negative intent for yourself, it's going to come right back at you.
Yeah.
And you're just going to get more and more of that. So we have to somehow pull ourselves out. And I think the ticket is speaking your truth.
Mm. So let me ask you a question, because that's what we do here. We speak our truth. Now, as a teacher, I know I've got all different students coming in from all different environments and experiences. And so what if there's somebody out there, and there probably is, because I know I've had this question in the past myself, what does that mean? Like, what does the truth mean? And I know Kelly's writing a whole book about this, but what does it mean? What is my truth? Like, for you, what does that mean?
For me, it's, am I in alignment? So am I in integrity? Can I go through my day and reflect on it at the end and say, I did the very best I could, holding, it's like a moral code, I think is maybe the best way to describe it. Like, did I hold up to my moral code that I hold for myself because I know my truth?
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of alignment. I talk a lot about my work is a lot about being in alignment, in balance, in sync. I tend to use the word in sync, you know, because we know when we're off balance, I think is what you're saying. Excuse me. We know when we're feeling just a little off, and it may not have anything to do with the weather, but we blame the weather or, you know, the outfit or the, you know, lack of coffee at the office. But so in other words, like, can we continue to discern and go deeper and deeper and deeper and say, what really is bugging me that is kind of making me feel out of alignment? Is that, am I kind of getting there?
Yes. So with the work that I do, what we're doing is going down through the layers.
Okay.
So it's like a peeling off layers of an onion. And at the core is what the real wound is. But you may only be halfway through peeling back the layers of the onion. And what I find is people peel back a lot and they change and they start shifting. And then once you get them going, it's like all of a sudden then another layer just kind of falls off organically, like what you've been saying. So that's where it's like things are just happening. So with energy, there's like a lower vibration and a higher vibration. So I kind of see it like when you're a full onion, you're kind of at the bottom of the barrel. And as you peel off the layers, it's almost like the onion starts rising to the top because it's getting smaller and lighter. So all the lighter stuff's floating to the top. And so you're raising your energetic vibration. Mm. And so things are starting to become easier and lighter. Mm. And you're not having to work as hard. So you're starting to live your truth. Mm. Once you start to get to it, and you even like even if you just know a kernel of your truth, work with the kernel until it becomes like a popcorn, you know, where, and then you know, like, okay, this is it. And you just, then everything, all the momentum, all the energy is moving towards that. Mm. So you just have to get enough to get kind of free of some of the darker, dirtier layers. And then it, all the momentum is pushing you forward to, because our goal, like we're born just this beaming ball of light. Like if you think of babies and they're so wonderful. And then when we get kind of all dirty and mucked up through life and things that happen, car accidents, traumas, you know, parent relations, all that kind of dirties us and mucks us up and adds layers. And then what we're really doing is just trying to get back to being that ball of light.
That's right.
And so we start peeling back. So the light's pretty powerful. It's a lot more powerful than the dark. This is what people don't realize. As soon as you get enough of those dirty stuff off, then you're just going towards the light again.
Mm. I love that. Thank you. That was a great explanation. Really helpful. So I would imagine that the work that you do can help people that just feel so stuck that they can't even verbalize why they feel stuck, why they feel imbalanced, but yet you come in and you can sense it through touch or through just being with that person and can help to start manipulate that. I don't know if that's the right word, but help shift and maybe like the alchemical transaction of moving, moving lead into gold, changing lead into gold.
Yeah, The Alchemist is one of my favorite books because that's exactly what it is. And I do hands-on work. So, I, you know, walking down the street, I won't know what people are experiencing. But once I get permission and hands-on to say, hey, dive in here with me, then I dive in and I'm like, okay, let's dive in here and look at it and see what's going on. So that's exactly how it happens. And then you just start moving energy and then that starts the ball rolling.
Yeah. And we're all so intelligent. It's not like you're any more intelligent than anybody you're working with. It's just that you happen to understand how to work with the energy that's available to all of us.
And the thing is that I went to a four-year healing school, so that's how I got my training. But what our teacher said is everyone has psychic gifts available to them. It's almost just like working a muscle. Mm-hmm. So like when I first started my practice, I don't know how great I was. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm 6 years in, I've done thousands of healings. And so I'm getting stronger and stronger as I go. So what I've been doing is I've been peeling back the layers of my own onion.
Yeah.
And I'm getting lighter and freer. And, you know, I wrote this truth-telling story for Kelly, you know, a couple years ago. But now my truth is kind of really pushing me rather than I'm being dragged down by it.
Hmm. That's great. And there is momentum. I love that word. There is such momentum in the energy. If we allow ourselves to let go and embrace and ride it, baby.
Ride the wave, I say.
Ride the wave, yes. So before we end, I'd love to hear if you have any advice for those listening, if they could do anything today for themselves to help them maybe even experience a slight shift or a little relief or a little sense of freedom that we've been talking about.
Well, I know Kelly's been doing a great program through Women for One. Mm. I think tapping into a program like hers that starts to make you think and question things. And then once you start to question and have curiosity about things, you start making new choices. So even if it's one new choice a day, even if it's just changing the kind of coffee you drink, you're starting to make new energy come in because it has a different vibration than the old coffee, right? Yeah. Like yourself a little bit, you know, choosing, a different thing to eat, or I'm going to cut out something because I know it doesn't make me feel good, like dairy or something. Any little tiny change will start to move things.
Yes. It's that butterfly, right?
Yeah, and it's the question and the curiosity that needs to get piqued so you actually want to do something different. Mm.
So simple and so powerful, really. We have incredible power in just the choice we make in every moment. It's mind-blowing.
It's one new choice a day. And if you make one new choice a day, think of that at the end of the year. Mm. You have 365 different choices that you made that all of a sudden you're like a new person. You're like, I don't know what I did, but here I am.
I don't know, but here I am. I love it.
But we all want a big aha, but really peeling back the layers is not, it doesn't happen rapid or you burn up or something. I don't know. It's got to be this slow, steady change is how you really shift.
That's it. Slow, steady change. Over
healing
over.
Is not fast. Healing is a slow, steady change.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you, Peg, for joining us. I knew this was going to be a vibrant discussion. And thank you all for listening to Real Women Courageous Wisdom. We will catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to Women for One's podcast series, Real Women Courageous Wisdom. If you like what you just heard, we hope you will subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and leave a review. If you're interested in becoming a Women for One truth teller, visit womenforone.com to learn more. For more information about our host, Kara Bradley, visit her site, karabradley.net. Join us next time for another enlightening conversation with powerful everyday women.